whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 319. Today is Saturday, November 26, 2022. Or if you're here in a hot, balmy Queensland summer, it's Sunday, the 27th of November. I am your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. Hi, Niecy.
Hello. It is cold and rainy here.
I think it's going to storm later, so it's actually a bit balmy, like that feeling of the weather is saying we're going to storm later. So, thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you for your sub. Thank you, Chris, also to your subs. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that greatly. So fun times. I was just thinking when I saw the intro that I was like, damn, I meant to get new screenshots, but anyway, I will have screenshots next week. I did have it written down on my notepad here, the screenshots for intro, outro, but, obviously, I've sat down at the computer this week, minimally, and completely forgot about it. So you get that.
I knew there was something I was supposed to do and could not remember for the life of me. Screenshot's just totally just gone.
That's okay. It was the same. I was in-game and I kept thinking, there's something I'm supposed to be doing. I couldn't think of what it was. And even though I've got it written down right in front of me, still forgot. So don't forget, if you've got some screenshots that you would like to submit for the background, as you can see, we've got the dragons for our dragon flight, which will hit in a couple of days. Very exciting.
No, really.
So today we have got our dragon flight predictions show. So thank you, Niecy, for joining me for this, and thank you, chat room, for being here and giving us some time. Hang on, let me see who is in the chat room. With busy people being busy, we've got Fev, we've got Chris, Zaya, thank you, Sturz there somewhere, Dave, Taco, Mrs. Rakuru, Tiber's here, Zeptimus is here. Hi guys, I think I got everyone. Dave, shush, no, I see you. I see you, Dave. But thank you guys, we do appreciate that you give some time to come and spend that with us, so thank you very much. All right, let's get on to it, because prediction show with Dragonflight hitting in a couple of days.
I know, right?
Ooh, so very exciting.
Kind of fitting that I was, you know, brought in on this show, since I'm sort of the keeper of numbers.
Yes.
So before we get into possible new numbers, let's take a quick recap of Shadowlands. Now, I know Shadowlands hasn't completely finished, but we're going to take a look at where we stand right now at this moment.
Yes.
So we've had a total number of 127 max level challengers across all of the challenges that are functioning right now. So excluding teams. So Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, Tin Man, Working Man, Green. That's how many we've had.
Mm-hmm.
So 127, not bad. When you think about the fact that the trackers were down for a good portion of Shadowlands. Yes. So that's pretty good. So I was pretty surprised that we were at that total. And I actually had to have Russell run the numbers for me because I messed them up and I got two different totals. And I'm like, how do I get two different totals with the same numbers? So he did the math for me and he double checked it. So we're at 127.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a total of 58 max level Iron Man champions.
Nice.
Really, really impressive considering how we felt going into Shadowlands beta. Really impressive.
Yeah.
We've had 19 max level bloodthirsty champions. Mm-hmm. We've had 25 pacifist champions. We've had 3 tins. We've had 8 working champions and 14 green man champions.
Nice. So the most successful expansion we have ever had for challenge zones.
Basically. Yeah, I think it definitely helped that max level was 60, so you didn't have to go to 130.
Yes.
But yeah, that 130 would have been really discouraging if you had a foobar at like 123. So. Yeah.
So even though we can look back, and I think what was the last most expensive would have been Legion. Legion was pretty good. We had a lot. But again, comparing apples to oranges, you know, Legion was, we were going for a different level, max level amounts, etc. But still, you know, the fact that you guys have completely crushed Shadowlands amazes me. And for where we were, again, where we were looking at in beta and all of that, you know, you and I in particular, because we did a lot of testing.
Oh, we were very concerned in beta at that point, and
yes,
we were just throwing spaghetti at the wall, and we're like, something's gotta work.
So, you know, so 127 max level characters, champions. Well done. So, congratulations. Where's my little? Here we go. Amazing work, challenges. You guys have completely rocked it in for Shadowlands. Still a couple of days to go, so anything's possible. Like we, Nisi and I were saying before we started the show, anything's possible. Anyone, yes, you know, could come through and get another one, sneak another one in for Shadowlands. But we're going into Dragonflight, and we do have high hopes because the amount of testing, even though it's not been as much as I would like, it seems promising.
I don't have the same overwhelming feelings of dread as I did with Shadowlands. I'll put it that way. It feels a little more optimistic.
Yes.
Going into Dragonflight.
Exactly. So, you know, so that is good. Because we're not sitting in the same spot that we were with Shadowlands ready to drop, thinking, oh, shit, this is going to be, you know, we do have high hopes. Maybe I'll bring them down a little bit, but, you know, we do have hopes that Dragonflight will be, you know, a good expansion for challenges. So whether it will be as good as what Shadowlands has been, we will see. You guys, in a couple of days, we'll start your journeys and we will see how it goes. So, on that level, let's look at predictions. So, we came up with some questions that we've asked, and I've got some predictions from some of our mod veterans. So thank you very much for sending me emails for that. Do appreciate that. Okay, so the first question was, how many total challenge champions will we have in Dragonflight? What's your prediction?
So I was looking at where we were and trying to think back, okay, well, we had like X amount of months where the tracker wasn't running. So I'm trying to factor in how many we might have had more if the tracker had been running at that point. So I'm going to say roughly 167.
Yeah.
Across all the challenges.
Okay. All right. And I went with, I thought about it. I had one number in mind, and then I thought, no, I'm going to be a little bit conservative. And I've gone 150. So, because we need to probably see how it's going to play out in the first couple of months, maybe up until when the first, you know, patch 10.1 drops or something like that. So I've gone 150 on that. Dave, saying 1,492. I'm thinking that might be
closer. That's a lot of write-ups.
I'm thinking that might be closer to the amount of challenges that die.
Total challengers.
Maybe. Taco saying 215. Wow. Okay. All right. Again, you know, this will be extremely exciting to see where we go, how things go. Mrs. Rock Guru says 135. Nice. Oh, Dave's saying that will be the number of my challenges. Excellent. Go Dave. You got this. So it will be very good. Stir says 42, the universal number. I'm gonna say maybe quadruple that, you know.
I think we're gonna pass 42.
Exactly. Okay, so then our second question: what challenge do you think will have the most max level challenges?
So I went with Iron Man, and I'm thinking maybe around 70 is what I'm hoping for. Maybe 70 to go with the new max level of 70. But
yeah,
optimistic. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, we had 58 for Shadowlands so far.
I know.
So.
I know. 58 Iron Man. That's amazing. I also went Iron Man. I think once again, you know, looking at what we've already had with the current expansion with Shadowlands, Iron Man is definitely our staple, our you know, the one that most people will start off with, and a lot of people then delve into, you know, something more specific or try all sorts. So I also went Iron Man. I'm thinking, I like your thought of 70, because max level's 70. So you guys go to work.
You guys got some work to do.
Chop chop. You got this. So so I'm thinking definitely Iron Man, absolutely. Alright, so then, now this one I thought was interesting because we both said something different. Which challenge do you think will have the first max level?
So I went with Pacifist, and I went with Pacifist because I believe in Shadowlands, our first challenge champion of the expansion was a Pacifist. And it was Fair's Pacifist. And I'm going with Pacifist because you don't necessarily have to go into Dragonflight to hit 70, because you could probably do 60 to 70 with just Archaeology in vanilla. And I think a lot of people should be leveling their mains through Dragonflight first, because then some other stuff is going to unlock and make your alt existence so much more less painful. And they should also be running scouts through to test out their quests. Pacifists don't really need to do that if you go the last 10 levels as Archaeology. So I'm going to go with Pacifist.
Okay. All right. Well, I did think about this one myself, and I knew Pacifist had hit first for Shedlands, but I also thought it might be a little bit trickier to find some extra questing to get the XP. Yes, might have to go back to Archaeology, all of that kind of things. I was thinking that perhaps those irons that are very prolific that are very good with irons, Stir, Azzy, Zaya, etc.
Or speed demons.
yeah, might take off with Iron Man. So I've gone Iron Man as being the first max level. So it'll be interesting to see. Just going back, we have got Mrs. Rock Guru said Green Man for the most max level.
I think so.
And Taco said Iron. Where are we? Dave is saying working for the first max level.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes. But once again, I guess we will find out soon. All right. Who do you think will have the first max level challenger of Dragonflight? I just realized.
So this kind of ties into the previous question. Oh, did you put Shadowlands and I didn't notice?
Maybe. Doing it live, folks. Doing it live.
I didn't even notice either, so we're both in the same boat. So going back to the last question, if it is pacifist, I'm going to go with fair.
Mm-hmm.
If it ends up being iron, then I'm going to have to say it's going to be between Stir and Zaya. And I'm leaning towards Zaya. Sorry, Stir. But it's going to be one of the two, I think, if it is Iron Man.
Okay. Well, because I went iron, and honestly, I kind of had the feeling of possibly a three-way tie. So I my initial thought was Stir, Zaya, Azzy. So that's where my headspace was. And then I thought, okay, probably not Azzy, because a lot of times he ends up going to level his main first, because I think he ends up doing some raiding and stuff on his main, and then he'll pop into the challenges a bit after he started leveling. So I thought, right, okay, I'm gonna cross Azzy off. Then, as much as I know Zaya is absolutely amazing with leveling, I know he's also busy looking after code. So I kind of thought he might be busy sorting code stuff out, so therefore might give the edge to Stir. So no pressure. No pressure, Stir. But that's my prediction. Stir, Iron Man, first max level challenger.
I do think the first Bloodthirsty and maybe the fourth Iron is going to be Two Shakes.
Most probably. I would think so. I do, Dave. There are many times, hence why I don't sleep much, is because the brain is constantly thinking and does not shut down. It's fantastic.
What is the sleep thing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Sleep? Don't know. Don't know at all. Okay. So then when I was thinking about questions for predictions, oh, hang on, just going back. Zaya says, depends if Lysanne goes back to the challenges. Look, we've not seen him for, what, a whole expansion?
I think we saw him for maybe a week.
Yeah.
And his champion that had survived several expansions didn't make it. And then I think he was done.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he'll be back. He's
going to
be a wild card.
I don't even know if he's playing. Like, I honestly don't know if he's playing. So
yeah, I don't either.
Not seen him around for quite some time. So I've taken him right out of the mix. Would be very interesting if he snuck in and, yep, utterly blew us all away, because he has a habit of doing that. But, you know, when I think about who's going to, I'm looking at you guys that are here, you guys that are playing, that have been rocking out for the expansion. So Yeah, it would be very Lysanne to do so. Absolutely.
I do know. I will not be the first bloodthirsty champion of Dragonflight. That's not happening. So don't put any money on me, guys.
Yes.
There's reasons going on. It's not going to happen.
Yes. And, you know, I would agree. I think Two Shanks definitely would be, you know, flying it for Bloods, which, again,
I was looking at his beta notes.
I definitely
feel like he's definitely going to be up there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it will be really interesting because we know he's been doing testing. We know he's been, you know, working stuff out.
Yeah, spreadsheets, you guys.
Absolutely. So, again, it would completely blow us out of the water if it is not an iron that, or the passy, if the blood comes flying through, again, you know, it's going to depend. So, but all very exciting, all very exciting. All right. So one of the things that I was thinking about is class-wise, because we know... You know, that's always interesting to see. I don't think race-wise. I was kind of thinking of it like cross-race, and I thought, you know what? Let's take race out of the equation.
We already know what the race is going to be, so...
Yes.
That's not really a prediction.
Exactly. So, I thought, well, what class will be the most popular for... Dragonflight for the challenges. So again, kind of looking at an overview towards the end of the expansion, how many. So Iron Man, what do you think will be the most popular for Iron Man?
Based off of trends in previous max levels, I'm going to go with Hunter, just because a lot of people that are new, they like the security of the pet. Mm-hmm. And even the veterans like to at least get one Hunter in there, sometimes as their first run through, just to have an idea of how bad it's going to be.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I actually went Rogue, and it's probably... only because completely blame Stir on this. but I thought, you know what, the chances of there being more rogues would be a good a nice change. I mean, we know hunters are always popular, like right across, but I thought, no, I'm going to be different. For Iron Man, I'm going to say Rogue is going to be more popular for this coming expansion. We will see. They have some, you know, once again, they've got some very interesting abilities. And they are very good. Exactly, fair. Rogues are good. Stur said Rogue is very powerful in unknown areas. Absolutely. Dave says Hunter. It's the only class that has a slew of support tunes created just to help it out. Which is true, you know. But I kind of wanted to not go Hunter for Iron. So I went Rogue. And I did, you know, I was going to live in hope if I actually put Warlock down. I was like, no, let's give a proper, like a proper answer. Let's not just give leaders
like
answer for everything.
Maybe three Iron Warlocks?
Mm. Maybe? I've still
I should have done a breakdown per class, but I didn't have time.
I still have my little Iron Warlock. She is very slowly leveling, but she's still alive, so that's at least something. All right, let's look at Pacifist. So, most popular for Pacifist for Dragonflight. What are you saying?
I'm going to go with Druid. Again, because you don't necessarily have to go into Dragonflight with Pacifist. You do have other means. You can if you want to. The Pacifist will be able to get in there day one. As far as we're aware, test this first, though, please, in case they changed something from beta. But you didn't have to take any of the quests to get the boat to go over there. So
yeah,
you should be able to. But again, test everything before you take your challenger out, guys. Things may have changed since
scout
beta.
Scout it out.
But,
scout it out.
You know, they've got the flight form for mining or picking. I'm sorry, flower picking. You know, the archaeology, they've got prowl, so they're kind of like a hybrid rogue, sort of, kind of, little bit, with a couple extra perks flown in. So I'm going to go druid.
Druid is a strong contender, absolutely. But I went rogue again because I have my passy leader, my pacifist. Very excited, can't wait to start leveling her. Thank you, Chris, thank you for the bits, appreciate that. It's as much as I do think, and I have got two, hang on, I'm just trying to think, I have got a druid that is, I'm still currently leveling pacifist horde side, but rogue is very, very good. I think rogue has the edge out pacifist wise. So yeah, so I've gone rogue on that, which I've gone rogue twice on two things. That's amazing. Okay, bloodthirsty. What's your say?
It's got to be hunter. I'm sorry. If people are looking for speed, the pet does help in bloodthirsty quite a lot. You've got the green gear, you're gonna have talents now. I think a bloodthirsty could speed through as fast as a bloodthirsty can speed, but I think that's gonna be the go-to this time around for blood, just to make it go faster, because it's a little mind-numbing at times, to put it lightly. But yeah, there were mobs I could take on with a hunter that I couldn't take on with other classes. So it was faster. I was getting more XP. I have to go hunter.
Yeah. And I agree. I think a lot of times you can zone out. I know on my blood hunter, there are times when I can actually just zone out because you've got a pet. You can have that, you know, be doing something on another screen, like watching, listening to a podcast, whichever. You don't have to be thoroughly 100% committed to being looking at everything on here. You know, you can be slightly distracted. Slightly.
I know, I had a thought when you said that, and I'm just, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes be slightly distracted. For some of us, always distracted. It's one of those things.
I was thinking I should be committed with the amount of bloodthirsties I have, but
but yeah, so definitely hunter on that one.
Yeah.
All right, working man. What was your thought for working man?
All right, so this was actually a bit of a tough one because it's more Iron Man than pacifist, but it really depends on how you're playing it.
Yep.
And you know, it could kind of go either way. I actually went druid again with this one because I feel like they're a good multi-purpose character, and again with the being able to fly and pick flowers at the same time, and just I feel like they might have a slight speed advantage to them where they might be a little bit more attractive. And also the fact that bear form, you can probably kill stuff if you so choose to do more questing than profession work. So I just kind of felt like maybe druid.
Yeah, I can see that. I did go hunter, 'cause once again, I feel like that is one that as a hunter, get in there, kind of can not smash things out, but you know, they are quite strong, right, with many, many things that I just thought hunter on that one. So that would be good. All right, let's
Sarah does have a quick question though about flight form with druids in Dragonflight. I don't know. We never got the chance to test it, which is why I was thinking more, you know, working man might be hanging back more in vanilla as much as they can. But I don't know. It might be strictly dragon flying. We never got the chance to test to see if flight form worked on druids out there in beta. We just didn't get there because it just didn't happen yet for us. So,
I might be able to. Fair, can you remind me a bit later? I might jump onto beta this afternoon and see if I can have a look. The one time, I did copy a couple of characters over. I didn't copy over my big druid. I did copy over one toon and ended up flying off somewhere and then DC'd, and when I came back I was falling, then DC'd, came back again,
one, yeah.
Still was falling. Like, it was just a mess. So a lot of times when I had problems with beta, like going somewhere, it was just a little bit of a shit show.
Yeah, when things went wrong. Yeah. I actually don't think I have beta still installed, so that might be something you have to look into, because we had to make room on my PC.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. But if you can remind me later, once I get all the show edited, etc.
I'll try to remember to remind you when you give me the MP3. So I can jump on
and have a bit of a look. It's just, I just have not... been able to have any time, so we can have a look at that for sure. Okay, so did we do Green Man? We haven't done Green Man, have we? Okay, so Green Man, what was your...
So I went Hunter again, and I know it seems like we've both been going Hunter a lot, but Hunter seems to be the go-to class, at least the first class that gets investigated and stuff, because they have a bit more utility. I mean, you've got your Feign Death, you've got your pet where you can ditch it and run if you need to. So, I mean, poor pet, but, you know, it seems like that's what people lean into, at least their first time through.
Yeah, absolutely. It is quite strong right across the board in so many ways that, again, if you're, you know, and we've had many discussions, we've had many people come along, oh, what do I play? What should I start off with? And Hunter is always a good starting point. If you've played a Hunter, obviously, if you've never played a Hunter, don't go Hunter!
You've never touched a Hunter before, you're just going to be like, what is this hot mess in front of me because of all of the buttons and the pet commands and all of the things and stuff. So it really only factors in as if you've played Hunter before.
And again, you know, just because these are our thoughts, between us, you and I, we play a lot of classes. We have got, you know, it's not like I just stick with warlocks. No,
yeah, like I'm a primary priest player, so like I really wanted to stick priest in here, but I know people hate playing healers, at least priests, because they're squishy, and if you've never really played a priest for any amount of time, you're probably going to die by the time you hit level 25. So, I mean...
Still comes down to if you are new or you know a class really, really well and want to go play that class for whatever challenge, go for it. It's your tune. It's your turn to play.
Zaya, whatever you want.
Yeah, Zaya says Pally is pretty powerful as a green.
I think Paladin will be second class for Green Man.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, up to you guys how things go. We're very, very excited to see.
I'm hoping somebody proves us both wrong and has a mage first Iron Man.
Warlock would be great, like Warlock right across the board, every single one. That would be awesome. Anyway, all classes have made it to max designs, absolutely, which is very exciting. All right, let's do so. The last, I had to have this question in because new expansion.
Oh yes,
something always happens. So here's our last question before we get into what some people have sent in. So, launch day. server issues. Will there be a server shutdown or restart? And if so, for how long? Nisi, your thoughts.
Now, everybody's going to hate me with this, but I've been around since BC. Now, while launches have improved since then,
mm-hmm.
they have greatly. I remember the shit show that was Wrath launch. I'm sorry, but it was. It's gotten better since then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that we're going to be down for maybe an hour early, maybe just after launch, maybe like a half hour after launch. I think it's going to go down. Oh, no, I said a half hour down. Maybe a half hour down. Within, you know, an hour of launch. But then I think as the night goes on, after it's been up for a few hours, I think we're going to have another world server down and an emergency maintenance that's probably going to be like 2 hours.
I said yes. There will definitely be something. It will either be a server shutdown and or there will be restarts. It always happens. There's always something that does happen. I'm going with an hour. Whether I am being on the low side or I don't know. I'm kind of hoping.
I feel like you're on the low side. But,
I do.
You know, I'm trying mm-hmm. to think back to if there was any issues with a Shadowlands. And I
there
don't
was.
Remember there being any.
There
like,
was.
Not on, like, launch day itself. Like, maybe for an hour or two. But I don't think it was terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. But there was definitely some
nothing compares to Wrath launch day that. Or launch week, where we were having server reset, like, once
yeah.
every half hour to an
yeah.
hour.
So, I think we have come a long way since.
Yes.
And I was listening to something. So WoW has been out 18 years. I think it was mm-hmm. 18 years technically a couple of days ago or a day ago, depending on now. 18 years is a lot. Wherever you've come along in your WoW journey, and then obviously come over to having a challenge journey as well. Again, welcome. Thank you. We do appreciate that. But quite a few of us, yes, we have seen many expansions come and go. So I think there will be something. Yes, each expansion does seem to get better than the previous, but I do feel like something.
Yeah, I'm expecting something to go wrong on launch day that wasn't anticipated or the full parameters never got tested in beta or PTR because you
yeah.
just don't get that many people that look at beta or PTR, but you get a shit ton of people jumping in and crashing everything on launch day.
Yes.
So I think there's going to be something.
Yeah.
The extent, just, I'm not really sure. We're just guessing. So.
Yes. Exactly. And again, you know, I'm being on the optimistic side, just going, okay, maybe it's just going to be an hour. I live in hope. We will see. Okay, so we've got Mrs. Rock Guru says, God, yes, 3 hours. Twelve's like, Chris is like, I'm thinking 12 hours. Lol. And look, anything's possible. We have been through many,
there have
many,
been some doozies
many.
Of world servers being down.
Yes.
And the angry mobs and pitchforks and torches and everything all over the place.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's going to be quite that long, but I am definitely expecting something.
Exactly. Zaya says, yeah, a few crashes are to be expected. Oh, absolutely. Dave says, all depends on bottlenecks. Remember, miss? Yes. Mrs. Rock Guru says, we're players, we break things, no plan survives contact with the enemy. Yes. Yeah.
Do
absolutely.
Remember, as we're speaking about possible things going wrong on launch day,
yeah.
not the best idea to take your challengers out on launch day because you
yes.
can just have a world server crash out of nowhere and, you know, come back to a dead challenger. So definitely
yeah.
take those scouts out day one at the least. If you need to play a challenger, take the scout.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're all gung-ho and your goal is to become the first max level challenger right across the board. Good luck. We hope that you have some smooth sailing, but from typical previous times, as we know, that it can be certainly a little bit tricky to get out there and level when things are a bit unstable. So
yeah,
again,
don't forget, us challengers find bugs face first. Don't be that challenger that finds the bug face first on launch day.
Yes, and as much as we do appreciate the fact that, you know, that we have got this amazing community that does find these things, and we do appreciate that losing your tune to one is always not something,
especially if it was a previous challenge victor. So maybe not take the ones you're invested in out at the very least on day one.
Exactly. Okay, so Stress says, prediction, when Dragonflight launches, will everyone need to upgrade their graphic cards or buy a new PC? Typically, new expansions demands more hardware. Yes, absolutely. That's been talked about since they dropped. Definitely upgrade.
Mine's been doing okay on beta, so but yeah, I probably won't be playing all that much for a while on this expansion, but yeah. I've been okay.
Yeah, so I mean, look at your settings again, we're a couple of days away. If it's something that you have to look at, you know, see how things go. Good luck basically to everyone on that. Chris is seriously thinking Monday will be okay, but Tuesday emergency maintenance for a long time. Could be. Yeah, anything's possible. Taco says, I have all of next week off, even a massage a few hours before I'm ready for this. Nice. Mrs. Rokuru running an RTX 2060 Super should be okay. Nice. Zai says, if you're doing the elemental event, you'll know if you need an update. Fair says, looking at you to test it out, Stir. Yes. And Stir says, remove your gear Sunday night. Always a good idea, because we know things can change from what we've seen in beta and PTR to when things go live. So
no, fair. XPAC hits Monday.
Strip your tune.
The 28th is Monday.
So Tuesday for me. 10 a.m. Actually, that'll be 9 a.m. Tuesday for me. So you know, we are so very there. Anyway, let's see what we've got. So Fair did send in her predictions. So let me read what she sent in. She says, overall in the Dragonflight expansion, the classic Ironman challenge will produce both the most challenge attempts and ultimately the most champions. I think the first level 70 will be a pacifist, probably a rogue. If not a pacifist, then an Iron Man as first to 70, likely a hunter, rogue, or paladin. The Green Man challenge seems to be gaining in popularity, and we'll see quite a few of them. These next ones require absolutely no predictive skills, just common sense. Azzy will have a max level Iron Man hunter. Stir's first one will be a rogue. Fair's first level, max level, will be a pacifist, followed by a working man. Nisi's will be a bloodthirsty. Zyra is unpredictable and will probably surprise us all. Awesome. Thank you. Love it. Love it. Great predictions. We will see what happens. So thank you for sending that in. That's great. Okay, you're taking Stirs. What did we have?
So Stirs says, As with past expansions, the players who reach the top first are often the most experienced players and know their class race very well. They use extreme caution in moving around the maps and have a scout to test areas and quests out first before using their living challenger. That playstyle sounds pretty obvious, but the Leroy Jenkins type of play will get you killed pretty fast in the early days of an X-Pack release. Classes and races can break combat. Classes and races that can break combat, excuse me, are Lifesaver. Thus, Hunters, Feign Death, Rogues Vanish, Pallies, Bubble Hearth, and Night Elves Shadowmeld do very well. Nothing worse than an ambush or fight that goes wrong, but if you can escape to live another day, all the better. Hunters and Rogues are very strong for exploring new zones and finding dangerous situations. Hunters have a distinct advantage with the pet. Rogues with stealth and crowd control also have a home field advantage. Still, tough to ignore hybrid tunes such as a Pally that can not only fight, but can heal decently as well. The big unknown for this expansion is the ability to select talents. While tuning a tune provide a big advantage, or will the advantage be wiped out with the hard-hitting mobs? We'll see. Will having cross-faction players around help or hurt challengers? Remember, while it's always tempting to follow other players around and tag a mob or boss to make progress, just remember Iron Man rule number 6, your killing statistics. This rule is designed to keep you from getting help from others. Tag too many mobs and you will be disqualified. Based on all of the above, my prediction is that either a Hunter, Pally, or Rogue will hit max level first. When Shadowlands was first released, same time in 2020, it took a little over 2 months for the first max level tune to emerge. Back then, tunes had to go through the mall. I think we can safely assume the same time frame. Maybe February 1st, we'll see our first max level tune in Dragonflight. Good luck to all challengers, and see you on the other side. I'm thinking January 15th.
I'm going to say I think it's going to be under the 2 months. I would agree. I think I don't think by Christmas, but I do think it's going to be early, you know. I think
it's
going to
be sometime
in January.
It's not, I don't think we're going to make it to February. I think it's going to happen before then. Because especially since the trackers are functioning. And we have a code team now to shepherd them and into the next expansion. Thank you guys very much. And send them a fruit basket or something. and you know, I think since we have people now that can help fix the thing if something happens, I think it's going to be sooner than February.
Yeah. So, again, it's up to you guys, or it's up to all of us, I guess, to see how things go. But I'm sure there's quite a few people itching to get started. So we will see how that goes. All right. The last one was Zai's predictions. He says Iron Man should be first. Most fast leveler prefer Iron Man. And Hunter or Pally should get max first. Thank you for that. So again, you know, we've got lots of predictions. We will see how things go over the coming couple of weeks. We've got a couple of weeks before we're going to have a Christmas break, even though, you know, the expansions would have just started. We need a break. Between work, life, all of the things, so there will definitely be a Christmas break. But again, you know, there's so much going on that you guys can go focus, level, have fun with it. So just remember that we'll still be keeping an eye on stuff.
Yeah, and when we say break, we just mean the podcast is going on Christmas break. We're still here. The mods are still here. We're still watching all of the things. If you have questions or issues, you can still get a hold of us in Discord. We're still here. Yeah. It's just the podcast. So we have a little less to handle right now with the craziness of the holidays. It's just the podcast that's going to be taking a winter hibernation for just a couple of weeks.
Exactly. And again, you know, it is needed leading up to Christmas. Is a very busy time for a lot of people. in particular, you know, over here it's crazy busy as well. So in between working and having busiest Christmas that we're having so far with work, it's fantastic. It's just the sales, oh my god, the amount.
I can imagine.
Oh no, it's just crazy. Like, I've never seen anything in my, I have been coming up to 30 years with Post 30. Yes, I started when I was very young. Very young. It is just incredible. And I'm not even talking domestic, because I deal a lot with international. It is freaking nuts. I have never seen international. It's crazy. So, and at the moment domestically, we have got, they are running deliveries 7 days a week. We have never done that before. I have actually got a parcel coming today from, I got a message saying that a parcel, which is good because it's Christmas stuff, but I was like, oh, hot damn, they're out delivering. Yes. So, yeah, it's like, it's November and they've already started working 7 days. It's just crazy. Anyway, I get to not think about work for a week, so I'm very excited.
Yay.
All right, well, again, look guys, thank you so much for sending your predictions. Thank you so much for being here and contributing to the prediction show. We do appreciate that. Again, we do wish you all a very safe and wonderful launch into Dragonflight on Tuesday, Monday, whatever times we've got the time frames as to. And if you check on your launcher, there's a big map. I should have actually got the map. I didn't.
Yeah, I put the
it.
Link in to, the, to take to the page
because it goes live like at. The time zones is just, you know, again, time zones, yay, we love time zones. So
time zones can go screw.
Yeah, time zones fantastic. So just have a safe, enjoyable Dragonfly launch and have fun. And when you get to sit down and play your challenge tune, just again, scout it out, be careful, be wary, and
take notes,
but just have fun with it. Absolutely. It's very exciting, very exciting. So yes. All right, have you got anything you want to talk about your week in WoW? I don't, because mine's been works.
There was a
work
week
sleep.
In WoW.
Work sleep. No. That's me.
I've been doing write-ups all week, just about, because everybody's trying to squeeze them in at the last minute. So if you haven't seen your write-up happen, it will be happening in the next couple of days. We have time frames that we have to wait for people to get back to us by. So those should start going out Sunday night again. So that's pretty much all I've done is celebration write-ups, popping into WoW for like 10 minutes to check on the calendar to make sure I didn't miss anything while I was buried under a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
And working on Christmas gifts, because making Christmas gifts is taking forever this year. And so it's been a whole thing.
Yes. Yay for all of that. So yeah. All right, let's get on to the news. So, where's my little bumper? Here we go.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. Well, people have been busy. And
yes,
again,
they have.
Again, absolutely amazing, wonderful expansion that we've had from you guys. Just blows my mind. So, again... Well done. So congratulations to Felithana.
Yeah, I forgot to put the pronunciation in.
I think I got the right fair. I'm becoming our 12th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. Well done. Congratulations to Azzy BT on becoming our 19th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion. Congratulations to I'll Take Care, which is Dave, on becoming our 13th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. Well done, Dave. Yay. Congratulations to Farron?
I forgot the R.
On becoming our 14th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. Farron. There we go.
It's been a week, guys.
Congratulations to Hunterake on becoming our 57th Shadowlands Ironman Champion. Congratulations to Metal North on becoming Norn on becoming our 58th Shadowlands Ironman Champion. And also, we are looking for the owner of Metal Norn, so please reach out. Niecy's put some tweets and stuff in Discord, so yes. If you are there and it's your tune, please reach out to us. Also, if anyone sees Azzy online, please tell him, like, in the next couple of hours, get Niecy his write-up, because if not, we're just gonna do a very basic...
I only have one quote to use.
I've not seen him, so
if he would like to participate, he's great.
He's not in, I checked, he's not in the chat room, so he could be busy, who knows what's going on. But if anyone does see him, please just poke him. If he's busy and can't do it, we'll just do the simple
one.
That's
fine.
So
that's
fine.
Usually gives us something, so I was surprised.
Yeah. Again, well done. Hang on, let me get my little, where is it? Here. Again, amazing job, guys. Well done. Congratulations to all our challenge champions for Shadowlands. You've blown our minds. So good job. Good job to everyone. All right. Pilgrim's Bounty is wrapping up on Sunday, November 27th, which is tomorrow. And the anniversary event is wrapping up as well. So don't forget, if you want to sneak in a little bit of XP, you've got limited time to do that. And Dragonfly is going live on Monday, November 28th. Not advised to take your challenger out, as we have discussed. So again, just look, tread very, very warily with the Dragonflight going live. That's what we would suggest. But at the same stage, you know, exciting times yep. For sure. Okay, so what have we got now? What did you have this down for? Sorry, I didn't mean to ask you about that.
Oh, I didn't know if you had revisited that yet, because we had said that we would let the challengers know if anything changed and you would get back to them, and I didn't know if you had had the chance to revisit. Like with the soul binds and all that, and we were tweaking things.
As far as I think we were going with no, for soul binds with Chromie. I'll get back to you on that. Honestly, I've just not had a chance to even look at that. Zion's got the trackers on all of the stuff. I'm pretty sure he was did some testing. I don't know why some people were showing up that their toons had that when they said that they weren't doing it. So I don't know. I think it's like anything. Zion's got the code ready to go for Dragonflight. Everything's there. We will see how things go on launch date. That is about the best I can say at the moment.
So let's just leave it as the rules are still subject to be adjusted as Dragonflight launch goes on and we get in there with our big characters and have a look at how things are going to play out. If you have a question about something on your challenger, do not do it until you ask us first. because rule of thumb is, if you have to ask, the answer is probably no.
Yeah. It's hard to know because we can't test every single solitary thing when we're testing beta. It's very hard to know how some things are going to go once we go live. So again, if you are unsure about doing something, like Nisi said, the best thing is to ask. The second best thing is to not do it. Because if you find that you do something, like, the main thing I want to stress is that if you go do something and it's going to end up getting you red flagged for it, we're not
like
going around flipping,
for example.
We're not flipping flags. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of just going, you know, that we have to tweak things a little bit. So it still comes down to the most basic, yes, you're allowed talents. If you want to go and do your talents, yes, you're allowed to change your specs, all of that. But it still comes down to being your basic. Strip your character down as, you know, down to the basics and just go from there. So if you're in a mind of, should I be doing this? Don't do it. Like, if you've got to ask yourself that question on a challenge tune, should I do this? Don't do it. That's probably the easiest way until we can get some live testing of something. So,
if you're on a bloodthirsty, assume, I know we don't like to do that, but do assume you are not allowed to do the opening quests to that lead up to the boat for Dragonflight, because you can hop on the boat as far as beta was showing us without doing them. So if that changes, we will address it. But as of right now, you're not doing any questing at 60 to get over there. Just take the boat and go.
Yeah. So that's about the best I can suggest at the moment. We might just need to tweak it as things go live, and it gives us some time to see how stuff goes. So it's not the most ideal, but when we've got limited time, limited testing, you know, it is what it is.
Like, they don't give us access to the entire API ahead of time, so we can't just throw it at Zion and be like, here, look. So we have to kind of deal with it as it shows up, or as we're like, oh, this might be an issue.
I can
as
see,
we are leveling our mains.
All I can think of is poor Zion probably sitting there trying to catch, be like, oh, over here. I can just imagine that.
Zion, a bottle of wine, guys.
Yes. Fair, or a carton, or a truckload. Zeiss's soul buyers are not allowed at the moment, but Armory might show some if the reuse of the name. And again, you know, again, we have got issues with people reusing names. API is slow, so just remember, if you are reusing names of tunes and it kicks back that your new tune, it won't let you add it because you had a tune with that name, that, you know, the API is still slow. Like, it's...
Yeah, add a letter, guys, if you're really hell-bent on that name. Try to word it in how someone might pronounce it, not exactly how it was supposed to be spelled.
Yeah.
Get creative, but make sure we can pronounce it, too. But, you know, just... If you're hell-bent on that name, give it a month or two. You know, and then go back to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes API is really slow to update.
It's good. I always find it's easier if you want to, like, if you pick, say, five lots of spelling and utilize, and you take your first tune out, you lose that tune, then make your new tune at the second spelling. You know, etc. And that way, because the API has been so slow since all the changes with Shadowlands,
it's been a little wonky the past week too.
Some
characters in Armory weren't showing; they were showing as a blue checkered box.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's just little tips that might help to, instead of just going, oh, well, delete this tomb, make the same name, and then you've got issues. You know, sometimes having a couple of names that you can rotate, and if you lose that tomb, move on to the next time, you know, the next name. So, so you've got a few ones that you could utilize over a period of time that then gives the API time to adjust to when you do get back to using it, that it's showing, you know, like a clean
It might take like a couple of weeks for it to dump
just
and then be like, okay, all these characters were deleted, we can clean the slate now, and then you know, go back to it.
So so see how that goes. Okay, so we had brain is in overload.
Going to take this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, like we were saying last week, we don't know what's up with Twitter. We don't know if it's going to take a dive in the next couple of weeks, month. We don't know. Mm. So, we're trying to plan other places where you guys can get a hold of us, should Twitter do so, and just so that you're in the habit of checking those places if you have already left Twitter. So, we are we have access to the WoW Challenges YouTube community tab now. They gave access to a bunch of the older creators. So we'll be trying to post some things on there. I don't think I can post the show reminders because it's directing you to another platform, but I can post like articles and other things like that. So you might see some stuff pop up there from time to time. So don't forget to follow or subscribe to the YouTube channel with the notification thingy on, all that. Don't forget to put your notifications on here so that way you will see that we've gone live here if you don't have Twitter or the Discord to see the messages there. We also have, and I think we've been underutilizing this and we're going to try to utilize it more, we have a cross-server WoW Challenges group chat in-game.
Yes.
So through the launcher, we have a link to that. I set it so that it doesn't expire. Hopefully that doesn't happen, like it doesn't expire. We'll put that in the show notes and stuff so you guys can join that, and no matter what server you're on, you don't have to be in the WoW Iron Man guild on Wormrest Accord. You can still talk with everybody else that's in the same chat, and we'll be posting some messages there about stuff going on as well.
Yeah, I would strongly advise though that Discord, if Twitter
Discord goes, should be primary though.
Discord will always be primary. It's just the most up-to-date, instant that we can possibly do. Yes, we will put that on the website
we'll add that to that site. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get the fastest responses from us on Discord. Somebody
will
see it.
You don't have, there are a couple of other options. And again, it's only because we don't know what's happening with Twitter, if it does turn into such a, you know, a mess, etc. So you can still get us there, but again,
yeah, we're
just
still there. We'll probably be there till the bitter end, but you know, I know a lot of people have already jumped ship. So, I mean, we still have the Facebook page. I know a lot of people don't like Facebook, but we still have that.
Yeah.
And you know, just, we're trying to give you a variety of options to get a hold of us.
Exactly. All right, and we will sort that again, website and forums again, you know, if there's something, we have got the forums as well. So look, there are definitely options, but primary will Discord server is definitely the main one to go.
Not MySpace. Right. Sorry, Dave.
No, Dave. We're not going backwards. We're trying to go forward. That's the thought. Anyway,
I'm trying to give you a plethora of places to contact us through. But that's
all right.
Not one of them.
Yes. All right. We have got a Spreadshirt promo from Monday, the 28th of November to the 4th of December. 15% off everything in the store and free standard shipping. So if you want to get some last minute Christmas gear, go for it. We will have the link. The link is on the website anyway, so if you want to check it out, please go over. Don't forget, we have got Christmas designs as well as the normal designs for the challenge, for all the challenges as well. All right. Let's do state of the challenges. Irons, what have we got?
Okay. So, Irons, we had 10 this week. So, 10th was How Ironic at level 32. 9th, we have Iron Yuna at 39. 8th was Pixie Dusts at 46. 7th this week was Trio at 47. 6th was Halio, I think is how we're pronouncing that, at 50. 5th, Iron Shaw at 54. 4th was Dank Iron, also at 54. 3rd was Fair Gleen, 59, however, R.I.P.
Yes.
2nd was Metal Norn, and they hit 60, and once again, there are 58th Shadowlands Iron Champion, and 1st was Hunter Akair at 60, and they were our 57th Shadowlands Iron Champion.
Nice. Excellent. All right. I had you down for Bloods. Okay.
So we didn't have that many Bloods this week. We only had 4. Taco and Azzy, actually. So we have Shadow Taco. I think I got these right, Taco. You tripped me up on one of the ones further down, but I think I got them right. So Shadow Taco, 14, lost to the Nether. 3rd was Multi-Use Taco at 16. 2nd was Taco Tickles at 20.
Nice.
And our first this week was Azzy BT at 60, our 19th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion.
Nice. Excellent. Great names, Taco. Always such a... So good to hear.
It's always an adventure figuring out Taco's names.
Yes, it is. Well done. Alright, so Pacifist, we have got 6 this week. So we have got Bartholomew at 13. We have at number 5, Sus Among Us at 27. We have CC at number 4, and they hit 33. 3 this week is... a little pacifist at level 54. Wonder who that is. Well done. Number 2. I forgot about that. Look, Passy Lita F.
2 people have been busy this week.
Hit 55. What the hell? I have been busy. No, that was more than I thought
Did
about.
Did you sleep through that?
Must have, who knows. And number 1 this week is Peaceable at level 58. See, the thing is, I think I just jump on it, do stuff, jump off. So a lot of times I don't even remember what level I'm up to, you know. So it's kind of, you kind of just jump from, you know, things. So you go, okay, I'm at 55. Nice, I didn't even realize. Anyway, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Tins, go.
All right, so we've got tins this week. Now, this surprised me. We had 10 tins this week, and I actually thought this was a mistake. But then going back and thinking about it, I think a lot of people were cleaning out their characters for the new X-Pack and may have forgotten that some of these characters were actually registered as tins. So...
maybe
going by the text on them. So 10th we have Iron Woman at 25. 9th is Tin Goon Us at 26. Talon, 27, red flagged for 1 uncommon piece of gear being equipped. 7th was Tillendor Ill, 29. 6th Pure Tin at 38. 5th was Doc Locke at 43. They've been red flagged for all kinds of gear issues, so I think they may have forgotten that they were a tin.
Maybe, yep.
Or changed their mind, I don't know.
Yeah.
4th was Feritali at 51. 3rd was Arundel. I haven't seen them in a while, so it's good to see them leveling again, 54. 2nd was Diwethaw, 60, a multitude of issues. They had their run red flagged, so they didn't count. And 1st was, I believe, in Cyrillic, which translated into Brogware. Mm-hmm. They also hit 60, but they were red flagged for, again, a multitude of issues, yeah, like dungeons, heirlooms, you name it. It was there. So something happened. I think guessing... they just were like, meh, whatever.
Yep. It sounds like that they've just gone, yep, okay, I'm taking this to normal or whichever. So, but again, busy tens. That's probably the most we've seen in quite some time.
There was actually a total of 17, and I'm like, what happened?
Wow.
I was like, is this right?
All right, let's have a look at greens. Greens have been busy this week. We've got 10. Wow. So at number 10 is Stumps at level 10. 9 this week is Iron Bow at 10, but lost to the Nether. 8 was Spud Dude at level 14. 7, a Nightshade at level 16. 6 this week is Key Aloe at 20. 5 is Crimsky at 28. Number 4, Tipsy Taco, 34, but RIP. 3, I'll Take Care, hitting level 60, becoming our 13th Shadowlands Green Man champion. Number 2, Ferrin at 60, becoming our 14th Shadowlands Green Man champion. And
Feral Thana.
Thank you. Apologies, Fair.
You're welcome.
I'm running out of voice because it's empty. 12th Shadowlands Green Man champion. Again, well done, guys. Wonderful job. Congratulations, Fair. Alright.
Alright, Working Man. So, there was a little bit of a weirdness going on with 4th and 3rd on the Working Man list. We had 4 this week. 4th was Shrady at 10, but they're yellow flagged, but I think they're actually lost to the Nether because the name got reused, Shrady, again, and comes back to a different class. And it's also level 10, so I think that was a name reuse there. Mm. 2nd, we had Fair Stealth. I want to say Feral Stealth. Fair Stealth at 39. And 1st was Lurks at 46.
Yeah, you know what? Fair, there is another name that you could have. Feral. F-E-R-R-E-L. Or two L's. Just saying.
Or F-E-R-R-E-R-A-I-L.
Feral. There we go. We've got you sorted for next expansion. Well done. All right. Again, well done, everyone, on leveling. You keep blowing us out of the water every single week. So congratulations. Commiserations to all those lost, because it's been a bit of a rough week right across the board. But again, you know, well done, guys. Okay, let's do this one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Alright, hit us with your jokes.
Okay, so I went dragon-inspired with Dragonflight launching on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got two.
Mm-hmm.
First one, why are dragons such good musicians?
I don't know.
They really know their skills.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good one.
Yes.
Okay.
Next one is for you.
Okay.
So, knock knock.
Who's there?
Dragon.
Dragon who?
Dragon today and could use a nap.
Very true. Absolutely agree with that. All right. Well, I must admit, I had one, but then I saw another one and I had to put it in. So the first one is... What do you call a dragon at the North Pole?
No idea.
Lost. Hat two. And then this popped up in one of my notifications, and I was like, oh my god, I need to say this one today, because it was a tweet from the World of Warcraft Twitter account. It says, where can you find Alexstrasza in the store? Down, no idea. Down the dragon aisle. I just absolutely Chris, I nodded so loud when I had seen that notification. Because the good thing is, when notifications come up on my watch and I'm busy doing something and I see the flicker of it, I'm like, what was that? That's funny. So that one have to say that one today. So thank you, World of Warcraft Twitter account. That was awesome. All right, Tiber stolen joke of the week. I got a hole in my inflatable house. Now I'm living in a flat.
I have not heard that one before.
Neither have I. Good one. Thank you, Tiber. Appreciate that. All right. So from Farron Discord, here's something I just found out that I didn't realize would happen. I switched back to Chromie Time at level 57, which takes away the world quest options for threads in Shadowlands. When I hit level 59 tonight, the Chromie Time went poof. I expected it to last until 60. Good news is that the world quests are back in Shadowlands for this last level.
Okay. And Zaya also added, which I forgot to add in, that if you go back and talk to Chromie at 59, mm-hmm. you can get the Chromie time put back.
Right.
If you want it.
If you want it. Okay. All right. Interesting, though. There's these little things that sometimes we don't know about things until someone tries something. So, again, thank you for finding out these things, for letting us know. That's probably the big thing. Fair says also, if you avoid going to a storm wind, you don't lose it. Okay. But as soon as you go back to Stormwind, it's gone at 59 and you have to re-get it. Wow.
That's interesting.
That's how bizarre.
That feels like a bug.
That does. That feels really weird. You go back to your capital city. Yeah, that's interesting though. So keep an eye on that just in case. She ported to Ironforge instead to hit the AH. And there wasn't a problem with Ironforge. It was just Stormwind. How weird. That seemed very... She didn't use the scroll. Okay. So it says, on a regular, I got a scroll at 59 to get back to Stormwind and lost Chromie time. Okay. So again, you know, just travel. That's
travel
interesting.
With care.
Shadowwind, so I'm gonna guess it possibly the same horde side would be Orgrimmar.
Interesting.
I guess we'll just see how things play out. Again, you know, just tread carefully.
Yeah, Ironforge was probably fine because Chromie sits in Stormwind, so that's probably why. So if you go to a city that has an auction house,
but
that
still,
she's not there, then you're probably okay.
Yeah. It does just seem strange that just because you would port back to the capital city that has Chromie, that you like. Anyway,
it's like a bug.
It does. Anyway, sometimes it's good to be a mage. Absolutely. So again, if you see anything, please, you know, let us know through on Discord.
That forum thread started.
Absolutely. So please, you know, give us the heads up. It allows for other people to, you know, go and be wary, test stuff out on tins or scouts or whichever. So if you see anything anything that's weird, buggy in the next coming week, because Dragonflight will obviously, please, you know, pop over to forums as well, let everyone know, and we will see how it goes. Absolutely. All right. Well, since this has been a very long show, we will wrap it up.
Yes.
So thank yous, if you can start on that. Yep. I'll just put my little heart there everyone. All right, go for it.
So we would like to thank our Iron Elites. If you would like to be one of our Iron Elite supporters, you can find more information on how to do so on the WoW Challenges website. I believe it's under the supporters heading. So we would like to thank Aliandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01. Oh my god, every time. Mrs. Rokiru, me, Rudster, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Minima, and Zaya.
Again, thank you guys. We do appreciate it so much for your support to keep the website growing and all of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to the wonderful bunch of mods that we have that help all of the things. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Stir, thank you. We do appreciate all your help so much. I know I say it every week, but seriously, you guys don't understand what these people do to make my life easier. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To our Code Wardens, thank you for all the things that you do. We do appreciate it. It's going to be a week. they will keep us informed if anything happens. But like I said, Zaya says he's got the code, is ready to go. So by rights, there should be no downtime. Okay.
Like, it might be for just a minute or two exactly. While he sets the new max level. So if it's down for more than an hour, by all means, poke one of us nicely in Discord and be like, yep. Hey, something happened. And we're like, okay, and we'll get Zaya informed about it.
But technically, we're not exactly. If there is anything that happens and we have to take stuff down, we will let you know. But there is no plan to, because Zaya says everything's ready. He's going to hit the button. It should take probably a couple minutes, that's it. So by rights, yay. So yeah, we will see how things go. And to everyone, thank you guys. I know it's been a long show. Thank you for hanging out, giving your time to be here with Nisi and I. We do appreciate it. So thank you very much for that. We will be back next week, which will be Saturday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, we will see how everything goes with the Dragonflight launch. It's very exciting. We will see how the week has been with everyone. So looking forward to that. Nisi, thank you for being here with me for the prediction show. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact?
Sure. One quick last reminder, because we forgot to do it earlier. The Death List show for 2022 is going to be December 10th. That being said, please send your Death Lists in no later than December 8th, because things need to be done to them before the show, and it gives us time to get them done.
Yes.
So if you could, please send them to the podcast or Discord them to one of the mods, Facebook message them. We'll get them to where they need to go. Just you have to send them in for us to know them.
Yes.
That being said, you can find me on Discord as Nisi, parenthesis, knee as in your knee joint, and C as in ICU. 4863 is the number tag on that. You can also email me all of the things that you need to know about or your write-up information at nisivgn@gmail.com. I do have an Insta, a Ko-fi, a Twitch, Twitter and YouTube, all as MisiBGF.
Exactly. And don't forget, you can find all of the things on the website, which is wowchallenges.com. It has all the links to our socials. We will fix up the extra socials after the show. I will get that sorted, so everything will be there. Don't forget, if you want to download the show, you can find us on, should be pretty much on most podcast places, but Google Tunes. Oh my lord.
Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio.
Thank you. That's the one. It's just the brain is deciding, after.
Later's toast.
Yeah. Yeah, because, sleep and coffee is a thing.
They only get you so far.
Yeah. And certainly don't forget, you can shoot me through an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you want to find me, the easiest way, linktree.com/LitaWow shows all of my things, where you can find me. That's the easiest thing to do. I was gonna say, before we do the last thank you, Stursis, good luck challenges. I'll get to Max before fair. She has 400 dudes to level simultaneously. Zai says it won't be down but might behave weirdly as to the website. Absolutely. Chris says, hope everyone has a lovely week. And that is the main thing, guys. Just
don't forget to hydrate this week and feed yourselves and sleep. It's okay to take a sleep break, guys.
Take a break. Sometimes
get up, stretch, walk around, get some fresh air.
Yes, exactly. All right, last thank yous. What have we got?
Okay, so we never did swap this. We would like to thank Mr. Bright 01 on the intro, and you can find him on Discord for all of your emote, t-shirt design, all of the things at Mr. Bright 01. And I was about to say .com, but no, that's not Discord. We're both done for the day. Mr. Bright 01.
Maybe that's Discord. You know what? Maybe that's a thing. Rush should have, MrBright01.com website. That would be a good thing. There you go. You put that to him. See what he says. All right. And also, I have to say a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, which you will hear very shortly. We do appreciate we are surrounded by so many talented people in this community, in our lives. Thank you to all of you. Do appreciate you. All right, guys, that's it. We're gonna stop. I'm gonna play the outro. Chris needs to get to bed. I need to get another coffee because I have nothing, and look, it's out of charge.
We can't have that. We need to get you a second one.
We cannot. I know. What I need is the actual I need another charger in here. That's what I need. But again, Nisi, thank you for being
Execute.
Here.
Execute. Christmas gift.
No, he's already got that. So again, thank you for helping me today. Thank you for being here. Thank you, chat room. Please, everyone, have a wonderful Dragonflight launch. Enjoy your time in whatever you're doing. Just stay well, have fun, all of that. Just stay safe is the main thing, both in and out of game. We will catch you back here next week. Have a great one. Have a great launch day, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.